You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Online at WQCS.org.
What could that be?
Shells, Mommy.
Shells again. Feel the shells. Are they the same?
No.
6-year-old Victoria Franklin jumps up and down in front of the paintings displayed in Stuart Steinhausen Gallery. Not a typical reaction of one so young in an art gallery. She wears glasses and a pretty dress, and she can't wait to touch the displayed art, because Victoria also carries a white cane. And while she has limited vision, much of her perception comes from touching the acrylic paintings on wood.
A snake.
A snake with a snake head?
No, a snake with a blindfold on.
Oh, he's got a blindfold on.
While many artists would be appalled to have young hands roaming their art, Horst Mueller creates his paintings to be as tactile as they are colorful. The paintings have texture. Some are rough, others smooth. And unlike traditional paintings, you can see even before you touch it that parts are raised, sometimes as much as 1.5 to 2 inches.
Of course, they can see the, maybe not the color, but one thing, the structure of that is between a painting and a sculpture. So they have a lot to feel, and they create their own picture in the brain.
It's like a volcano crater.
Yeah, and it's kind of got the colors of a volcano, too. Yeah. It's very interesting.
A group of a dozen or so blind people arrive from Jupiter on a bus to experience Mueller's paintings. There are many ways to view art, and it turns out there are many ways to touch it as well. Some start in a corner of a picture and slowly and methodically work their hands over it. Others quickly sweep their fingers along the entire picture, getting an overall impression before going back over it more slowly.
Oh, I love them. They're great. This one here reminds me of a volcano with a lot of craters and such.
Daryl Young is happy to take full advantage of the day's outing.
I think the raised designs and the shapes are what really appeal to me. The way they can raise up like a mountain. Some of them feel like a mountain on a raised map would be.
He and his companion, Joe Petricelli, discussed their impressions.
It's beautiful. His colors are wonderful. His design of colors are just beautiful. And the raised paint, it's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. It's really beautiful.
Petricelli says while she can see the paintings, she also enjoys being able to touch them. It adds another dimension. Artist Horst Mueller says that originally was his intention.
And I never thought about blind. I was just playing with forms and color. But then it came that to me, I don't know who gave me the idea. Maybe someone up there told me there is a group, they will enjoy it. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm just invite them and you will see this enjoyment what you get out of there. You cannot explain. There are thousands of blind people. They cannot go in the gallery. There's always a big sign. Please don't touch. In my, when you look over there, please do touch.
His show is over now, and Mueller has returned to Germany, but promises to come back with his touchable art as soon as possible. Visit our website, WQCS.org. You'll be able to see some of Mueller's paintings. We'll also have a link to his website so you can see more paintings and find out more about the artist. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.